We are continuing through our week-long study of the topic of sanctification. And now we go to Pastor Brian, who is explaining the biblical view of sanctification.
Well, let's look at some good news here. I mean, what is it that God says about sanctification? The Greek word itself literally means to set apart. And so sanctification relates to us being set apart for God's purposes. And it's the root of that, as translated, also is the words holy, saints, or holiness. So wherever you find the word saints, holy, holiness, that's coming from the same word, to be set apart. Something is holy because it's set apart for God's use. There's a temple, and then there's a holy temple because that temple is used for God's work. There's priests, and then there's holy priests. There's priests doing all kinds of religious duties, but there's a holy priesthood. That's that priesthood that's set apart for the Lord. We're holy saints because we are God's people that are set apart for His purpose. So the word basically means to be set apart. And I believe that as you find within the Scripture, God has set us apart or sanctified us really in three different ways. And that's what I want to set out to prove to you from the Scripture, and hopefully that'll bring some comfort. First of all, notice I put sanctification is a threefold process as seen in the Scripture. That's what I want to look at. First of all, there is what we would call a positional sanctification. That means that you are sanctified. You are completely set apart for God. You say, well, I don't really feel that set apart. I still struggle and have a tendency for sin. How am I completely set apart? Well, the good news is that the Lord has done this. And the first thing I want to point out to you, look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians 1 and verse 2. Whenever you want to find a problem in the church, you could look at 1 Corinthians. And there it was. Not a very godly church, was it? But let's look what Paul says about these individuals. Verse 2, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. So he calls his church, that he rebukes throughout the letter, he calls them saints, literally holy ones. We are saints not because we act saintly or live a godly life, but because we've been purchased, we've been completely set apart by God. And that happened through the death of Jesus Christ. I belong to the Lord. I've been bought with a price. I'm holy in that sense because I'm completely set apart for the Lord based on the work of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 30 of the same chapter. It says, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. See, you are sanctified, completely set apart in one sense because of what Christ did on the cross. So I could say that I'm completely set apart for God. Nothing that I did, but all based on what Jesus Christ has done. And that happened the moment that I trusted the message of the gospel, that I became completely set apart by the Lord. And if you'll notice on the notes there, the believers are sanctified put through their union with Christ, through the blood of Christ, through the body of Christ, through faith, and through the Spirit. So those are all things that have been accomplished because you exercised faith in the Lord. So in one sense, you could say that you are sanctified right now. But that's not where it ends. Also, there's the next step, progressive sanctification. That means we are being sanctified at the same time. I could say I'm completely set apart, but also God is in the process. Now, in my life, as I'm experiencing His work, I'm being set apart on a day-by-day basis. Let's look at some of those passages. I look over at the book of Hebrews. So you may say, what you're saying is that I am sanctified and I am being sanctified. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Both are true. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. says, by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So through the death of Jesus Christ, you were completely set apart. Look at verse 14. For by one offering is perfected those forever, those who are being sanctified. And that's where the same word, but now he says those that are being sanctified. And that's that ongoing work that God's doing within our life right now. That's that ongoing process where God is taking our life, where we're at, wherever level of spiritual maturity we're at, and gradually moving us over and making us more and more like Jesus Christ. And that is a process. And that process will not stop until the day that we die. And the good news is that the Lord said that he's the one that's faithful. And Paul is confident that the work that he started in us, he will complete until the day of Jesus Christ. So from the moment that you got saved, you could say that you're completely set apart for God. And then also now, God is now working on your life so that you would be able to resist sin at a greater and greater degree, and you'd become more and more like Christ. You'd grow in love and grace and mercy, and all the qualities of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, would be growing and increasing within your life. And that will be accomplished only through the power of Jesus Christ. Let's look at another passage, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. I want you to look over at 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 3 and verse 4. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. So it's absolutely God's will that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each one should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. So God's absolute desire, his absolute will for you now is that your life would be in that process where you'd be under control of your life, that your passions and desires would not rule and reign. You know, it's one thing to admit that we still struggle with a sinful nature, but that doesn't mean there's an excuse to say, well, that's the way I am and I can't help it. Well, it was my father's fault because he did this, or my mom's fault, or my kindergarten teacher's fault. She didn't pay enough attention to me. And we want to blame everybody else. No, God says it's his will, your sanctification. So there is no excuses. We could look at the problem and say, yeah, I still struggle with that. But God's desire, God's will, is that we'd be in that process of being set apart, becoming more and more like Jesus Christ at this time within our life. Let's look at a couple other passages. Let's kind of change directions. I'm on the third page now under D, where it says other passage which speak of growing in holiness. Give you more of an exhortation now in a couple areas. Let's jump over to John chapter 17. Let's look at some of the things that God will use in our life to bring this process about. John 17, verse 17. It says, sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth. There's just something about the word of God as you put it in your heart. There's a power in it to help you walk in that life of being set apart for the Lord. And this is where I believe sanctification varies in all of our life. We're not all at the same point. And as you analyze the scriptures, part of it is our own doing, our own seeking after the Lord. There's people that make themselves open their hearts to the scriptures. There's people that study the word, and that's going to impact their life. And there's others that don't. And that's going to be evident within a person's life, and it's going to be evident in the degree of spiritual maturity. I mean, that's why we're all